From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. American Sarah Shourd, who was freed after more than a year in prison in Iran, is calling for the release of her fiancé and their friend to remain in custody there.
We committed no crime, and we are not spies.
Shourd speaking at a news conference in New York City after arriving back in the U.S. yesterday. The Transportation Department says distracted driving remains a real problem in the U.S. NPR's Paul Brown reports, though, that the latest figures show fewer people killed in distracted driving incidents.
The Transportation Department links more than 5,400 fatalities to distracted driving last year. That's close to 400 fewer than in 2008, but with the number of highway deaths at their lowest level since 1950, fatalities related to driver distraction continue to comprise 16% of the total. Whatever the causes of distraction, from text messaging to crying children, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the new data could underestimate the problem. That's because many police reports on traffic fatalities don't say whether driver distraction is involved. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says the announcement that BP's blown-out oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is finally dead is a milestone, but Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says the crisis in the Gulf Coast region is far from over. Ed Overton of Louisiana State University, who heads a government chemical analysis team, says it will take scientists years to determine the environmental damage of the spill, although he says there is some visual evidence.
The pelicans, the dead birds, the oil-soaked dolphin, and then the damage to the critters that we can't see, the tiny little microscopic organisms that form the basis of the food chain, both offshore and onshore.
Larry Miller in London reports on the financial impact of the oil spill on BP.
The total cost of the spill has reached $9.5 billion, and BP says compensation payouts have increased dramatically since it handed responsibility for paying claims to an independent administrator. Since September 3rd, the Gulf Coast Claims Facility has been paying more than $12 million a day to people and businesses affected by the disaster. That's about four times the level BP had been paying. American Bob Dudley, BP's incoming chief executive, says he expects the company's $20 billion escrow fund will be enough to cover all compensation claims. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Hurricane Igor is weakening after sweeping past Bermuda, but Michael Brennan with the National Hurricane Center says the storm still has enough impact to have an effect on the East Coast.
We still expect there to be large swells and waves impacting the U.S. East Coast through the next couple of days, and that's going to cause some life-threatening surf and rip current conditions along East Coast beaches for most of Monday and into Tuesday.
Igor caused no major damage on Bermuda, but did knock out power to parts of the island. This is NPR News from Washington. Britain's military has handed over to the U.S. security responsibility for a dangerous area of Afghanistan's Helmand province today. The British troops are being moved to another part of Helmand. Canada's government has announced a $2 billion initiative to improve benefits for soldiers wounded in the line of duty. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, some are greeting the plan with skepticism.
More than 4,000 wounded Canadian soldiers will receive the benefits over the next 5 years, and the total package will be stretched out over the next 25 to 30 years. It includes more money for the most seriously wounded veterans and those with the lowest incomes. Those who can't return to work will get an extra $1,000 a month for life. That's in addition to a lump sum payment and 75% of salary at discharge. While some say the move is a positive step, others are not so sure. The Ombudsman for Veterans says it's not enough, given that so many benefits have already been stripped down and there is so much red tape for wounded soldiers to get through before they see any money. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Sunrise, Florida is a small city with about 90,000 residents not far from Fort Lauderdale. But on Google Maps, the city does not exist. Sunrise Mayor Michael Ryan.
They lost us. It's like an episode of Lost. And it would be funny, except it's very serious for our local businesses.
Businesses such as the florist shop owned by Sherry Tanozini, who says people searching for a florist in Sunrise on Google are directed elsewhere.
Well, I've had a customer call a florist in Sarasota to deliver something here on Sunrise. You know, that doesn't work real well for me.
Tanozini says this is the third time the problem has occurred on Google Maps. She says she's been told it may take a couple of months for the error to be corrected. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support